Welcome to Harklow CEO, where high achievers evolve into purpose-driven powerhouses. I'm Casey Rossi, your integrative leadership coach. Join us to break free from people-pleasing and burnout, exploring mindset, embodiment, and soul alignment. Discover expert insights, success stories, and actionable tips for holistic wealth on your terms. This is where transformation meets the modern female leader. Let's go. Welcome back, Trailblazers, to another empowering episode dedicated to conscious high achievers. Today, we embark on a transformative exploration of the hero's journey, a narrative arc that encapsulates the unique challenges, triumphs, and transformations experienced by leaders on their path to success. We are going to draw upon the timeless framework of Joseph Campbell, who was an American writer, professor, and best known for his philosophy called the hero's journey. First, let's get on the same page of what a hero is. The word comes from ancient Greeks and translates to protector or defender. The dictionary defines a hero as a person noted for courageous acts or nobility of character. I've seen the hero's journey depicted in as many as 12 to even 17 steps, but to simplify, let's just break it down into three phases. First, the hero's journey begins with a call to adventure, a call to action. Maybe this is your heart's desire, but it is a call into a special world to something unknown. Phase two is the quest. Once you answer the call, you embark on the path and begin the journey filled with challenges and support. And then finally, phase three is a return back to your home base with experiences, including trials and tribulations, and ultimately a bag of goodies, ultimately transformation. I especially like the tie-in with nobility of character here, because the hero who has gone through all the ups and downs comes back with a passion to share with the world. I have heard it said that a hero has the strength for two, and it becomes part of their mission to share their newfound illumination with others. I love that. We each have a story of our journey to greatness, and maybe we haven't looked at it in this way, but I'm pretty confident if you're listening to this, you have experienced a similar cycle in your life. So I want you to take a moment and think of a time when you rose to the occasion, faced demons, whether it's been external, like something in society or your environment, or internal, like your own limiting beliefs and maybe even self-sabotage. And then, like the phoenix, literally born out of the ashes, you arose stronger and wiser after going through the muck. Maybe you're in one of those phases currently, or maybe it's something so recent that you don't really even have to dig deep to see the trajectory of being called to step up and then kind of feeling like you're going through the ringer, but then ultimately you feel like you have been polished like a diamond so you can see things clearer, shine a little brighter. As you know, I am a transformation junkie. I love all things that can illuminate our greatness, inner purpose, and path ahead to something greater. The hero's journey is really about the consciousness of the hero. There is typically a death of the old self and a rebirth of something new, fresh, wise, and benevolent. It's an ordinary person, just like you and me, doing something extraordinary, doing something extraordinary. So I have a few cues for you. Either pause and marinate on them, journal if you're called to, or come back to them if you're driving. The very first question is, do you turn towards or away from your inner hero? Do you turn towards or away from your inner hero? Second question is, are you curious to know what happens next? Now, this can either be in your own life or it could be after you've engaged in part of the story. Are you curious to know what happens next? Are you open? This one really feels to me like it ties in with growth mindset, like unlimited potentiality, possibilities. After you've been hooked with something that has really piqued your curiosity, is there a part of you that feels like you need to close the loop, that curiosity to know what happens next? And three, do you innately want the hero to succeed? This is really interesting. This one, actually, I'd love for you to even break apart even more granularly. So when you think of the hero as someone else, how do you feel when you think about someone else succeeding? And then now I want you to think about you as the hero. And how do you feel about thinking and feeling and sensing and imagining yourself succeeding? And if there's a difference, what's under that difference? If it's easier for you to celebrate someone else as the hero, why is that? Or maybe there's resistance as even seeing yourself tagged as a hero. Why is that? What is the relationship between struggle and success for you through your own eyes? Really interesting here. And I'm actually curious and interested at how you answered this. And if just by reflecting on these three questions, if your perspective has changed, so feel free to dash me your insights. On the onset of the hero's journey, high achievers, entrepreneurs, and leaders like you and me often find themselves at crossroads, poised on the brink of adventure and uncertainty. And so this departure marks the moment when they heed the call to greatness, venturing forth into uncharted territories, despite doubts and apprehensions that may linger. One of my favorite Nelson Mandela quotes that really ties in here is, courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. As heroes depart from the familiar, so usually they're leaving from what some refer to as the ordinary world or what's known, or from the familiar confines of their comfort zones, they confront the first of many trials and tribulations that await them on the quest for success. And here's the thing, here's the difference. As someone that's a conscious leader, we're not surprised when a challenge comes up. It is not if it's going to happen, but when. And that doesn't mean that we approach life from a cynical point of view. It just means that we're very aware that life is not all butterflies and rainbows, and anything worth doing isn't necessarily this linear path to success, but there is going to be some rocks in the road. There may be, like I said, internal roadblocks. There may literally be rocks, you know, and that's something that we're just aware of. We're prepared for in a calm, confident way, not in a future projecting way. So I just want to pause here because I see this a lot with the execs that I support. If they are hyper vigilant, if they are constantly looking for the other shoe to drop, this can absolutely change the trajectory of how they show up. They're showing up in a very confined, constricted, cynical way, really looking for the threat and the challenge. That's not what I'm talking about here. So as a hero, like you're leaving your comfort zone and we're just aware, we're just really gently aware and eyes wide open as we're walking. We don't expect to fall into a pitfall, but we're just aware as we're walking. That feels a little easier to me, to have a fluid journey versus constantly being like, I know it's going to rain. I know there's going to be rocks. I'm going to fall. I'm going to probably twist my ankle. So you can kind of see the difference in perspective. So let's get back to that first phase of the journey, that departure. Now, whether you have to navigate like a profit over people dominated industry, so very popular and gross, or whether it's a challenge of societal norms or grappling with imposter syndrome, each obstacle serves as a crucible for resilience and determination. I don't know any entrepreneur that hasn't dealt with doubt and fear when starting their own business. There is typically a large learning curve, financial risk, a strong call for discipline and dedication, and a demand for inner confidence, maybe more than you have ever experienced before. Now, can you think back to when you first either started your business or perhaps a new exec position? Can you relate to some of these common mental and emotional challenges? I know I can. The initiation phase of the hero's journey is marked by a series of transformative experiences that shape identity. Such a big subject, one of my favorites. And fortifies resolve. From confronting formidable adversaries to forging invaluable alliances, every encounter contributes to growth and human evolution. You know that connection and networking are crucial to your livelihood. And more than livelihood, really your sense of belonging, your reason for being, right? And so this ties in as one of the key foundational pieces of Abraham Maslow's pyramid, which is the hierarchy of needs. Part of that is the sense of belonging. When I think of this, I always think of Barbara Streisand's lyric, "People who need people are the luckiest people in the world." I can literally hear my mom playing that vinyl record as a kid. It's very visceral for me. And one poignant quote that supports the idea that people need people is from Desmond Tutu, and it is, "My humanity is bound up in yours, for we can only be human together." This quote beautifully captures the interconnectedness and mutual reliance that humans have on one another for their well-being, growth, and fulfillment. It suggests that our humanity is not solely individualistic, but is deeply intertwined with the presence and support of others. I feel, and I don't know about you, I feel the sense of collaboration is actually on the rise. I feel like this need to connect and not have AI, artificial intimacy, to really have true intimacy, not this very surface aspect, which is propagated by social media. That's a side note tangent. So get back to the hero's journey. As heroes embrace their inner strength and resourcefulness, they harness the power of vulnerability as a catalyst for connection and empathy. Think about that for a minute. What does it mean to you when you hear a catalyst for connection and empathy? I get really excited. I start thinking, like, my juices start kind of like going, like, what does that mean? And how do people, places, and things become the catalyst for connection and empathy? How can I become the catalyst for connection and empathy? How do you become the catalyst for connection and empathy? Through acts of courage and compassion, we can inspire others to embark on their own journey of self-discovery and empowerment. That's the other really cool thing. When we see others doing good, it sparks something inside of us. Not only do we want to do good, but it also kicks off that beautiful cocktail, if you will, inside of ourself, you know, where it has this positive psychological ripple effect on a couple of different fronts. First off, it builds confidence. If she can do it, I can do it. Secondly, it has this positive pay it forward piece where it's like, ooh, I'm watching this hero have strength for two. I'm watching this person go through challenges, whether they be physical, mental, emotional, financial, spiritual, all the pieces, right? When we think of all the pieces of the puzzle and we watch somebody go through hard terrain and come out and like write a book or inspire others or start donating their time because they've had this experience, it's extremely inspirational. Now, sometimes we feel like we have to go on this path alone, and it's just not true. We are stronger together is way more than just a trendy hashtag. It's the way we're wired. And I am so passionate about this that I'm creating a new online healing circle. It's called Glow Up, and it's going to launch this May 2024. So stay tuned for details because we are not meant to go this road alone. And there is power in collective wisdom and momentum in like minds and open hearts coming together to share, heal, and grow. I cannot wait to be with you in this new way. So like I said, stay tuned for details. Okay, continuing on the hero's journey. The road of adversity where heroes are tested in mind, body, and spirit. From overcoming systemic barriers to confronting internal doubts and insecurities, each trial presents an opportunity for growth and self-realization. I believe that we are each given this unique combination of learning lessons that we must experience in this life in order to rise. To me, it feels personal and custom designed so that we can stretch, learn, grow, and change in a way that other cards dealt wouldn't give the same outcome. What do you think? Louisa May Alcott says, I am not afraid of storms, for I am learning how to sail my ship. I love this. So amidst the storms of uncertainty and doubt, heroes discover reservoirs of resilience. Just think about that. Isn't that beautiful? Like, I'm a visual learner, so when I think of reservoirs of resilience, I've got a lot of stuff coming up in my brain. Like, give me the canvas. I want to paint what reservoirs of resilience actually looks like. But for now, we're just going to think and imagine it. There's this determination within yourself, and it can propel you even closer to your ultimate destiny. So with unwavering resolve and unwavering determination, you get to navigate the tumultuous seas of life with grace and courage. Now, this messy middle certainly doesn't feel like evolution when you're going through it. It really doesn't. And I want to underscore this because this is real life. So it's so interesting when we hear something motivational, inspirational, if we don't really, to me, be so authentic in the crap storm, it can feel like this airy-fairy thing that's really nice. And then we turn off the podcast or the YouTube and episode, and then we're like, yeah, that's for them. But I'm going through XYZ, and it certainly doesn't feel comfortable. And so I just really want to acknowledge that messy middle, that initiation period of trial and tribulations. It feels hard and gross and most time like you're sinking. And so it's really, really interesting. And I just want to highlight that because you can hear a really beautiful quote. I am not afraid of storms, for I am learning how to sail my ship. And that can feel good. You could almost get a dopamine hit, right? Like, yes, awesome. And if you're in the middle of it, it could feel like bullshit. And so I just want you to kind of breathe through that and allow yourself to feel the feelings. This is not about toxic positivity. It's not about turning a frown upside down. I don't want you to ignore your shadow side at all. Because part of that initiation period, part of that going from the ordinary world to that underworld, if you will, or that special world, or certainly the unknown territory, it can be dark and it can be scary. And it can be something that you dip your toe in and it scares you. And you don't want to go there anymore. Or you want to do whatever you can to get out and feel better. And so I just want to acknowledge that and invite you to acknowledge yourself and all of your feelings. We are multifaceted beings. This is not about skipping the middle. It's not about being this hero that has this connotation of like, you know, da 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 da, and a halo and all these golden rays and light beams and lightsabers and all of the things that we see in the movies. It's not just about answering the call and then rushing through the middle and then coming back with the trophy. It is the whole journey. A third, if not more, of this cycle, of this puzzle, is the part of not knowing. It's the part of needing to ask for help and mentorship. It's the part of maybe having to come up, not maybe, but most likely, coming up against some type of demons, darkness, adversaries. That is a big piece. Before you can get to the treasures, there will be tribulations. So one of the things during that time, outside of breathing through it and trying to do what you can to exercise grace and compassion, I know it's cliche, but it's super helpful for me to think that this too shall pass. This is a part of the process. Because in reality, most times it does pass. It's a cycle. There are waves. You may feel like you're riding a wave right now. We are in a state of matter, which by very definition includes changing over time. I like to believe that we never go backward, that the changes, even if they seem like turmoil, are in fact propelling us forward. In fact, I feel like I'm going through a hero's journey right now. And for me, like embarking on the unknown, specifically for the physical challenge of my voice, happened last year. As some of you know, that I went through thyroid removal because of cancer, and I lost my voice for a period of time and had to stop recording these episodes for you and had to stop singing, which was a really big outlet for me. And we're really judged by our voice in many times, and it's how we communicate, it's how we connect. And so I really feel like I've been going through that. I thought that I was over it when my voice recovered. And then when this year came, I started getting other things that affected my voice. And for those of you who know me or that are longtime listeners, you can probably hear it right now in my voice. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let this stop me, because my purpose is to support my people and to share the things that I've gone through many times in real time, in what I try to be very transparent and authentic in how I share with you. And so I really feel like my hero's journey, if you will, is really unfolding right here, right now, where it's like, oh, okay, well, I am going through, still continuing to go through these physical changes and polishes and hard knocks for some deeper learning lesson. And I'm doing the work, right? Just like you are. Just like you are, showing up every day, being curious, reaching out for support, trying new things. Some work, some don't, right? And we still keep going through, because on the way back home, on the way back to that home base where we kind of get to come back new, reborn, refreshed, to have some kind of resolution and to close the loop before we can necessarily like launch again, that's a part of the cycle. So I feel like very honored to be here. I'm very grateful that you are listening. And also you get to kind of experience this journey right here, right now, as I'm sharing just kind of like the top layer with you. We get to continue to choose to show up, to do the hard things, and to connect and share with our people. So I'm sure that you have lots of stories like that in your life. I think that my invitation is really for you to maybe have that conversation with someone who can receive you in that way. You know, maybe when you go through those couple of questions that I asked earlier, you reach out to a trusted friend or mentor or advisor, loved one, partner, whatever it is, where you have that trusting relationship and have a conversation. Maybe it's about one of your past hero's journey, or maybe you're in the messy middle right now, kind of like I feel like I am. And allow yourself to be vulnerable and take down the mask and open up your heart and really feel that feeling of what it feels like to give and receive in that communication channel, harnessing that collective wisdom. So I went off on a little tangent, but I think it's important. And when we think about this culmination of the hero's journey, it culminates in the attainment of the ultimate prize, the boon of self-actualization and fulfillment. So having triumph over adversity and embracing your true self, as a hero, you get to emerge as a beacon of inspiration and empowerment, which actually literally changes the world. It certainly lights the way for future generations. As heroes bask in the glow of their hard-earned success, they remain ever mindful of the profound impact they wield as agents of change and transformation. With hearts full of gratitude and minds ablaze with possibility, they embark on the next chapter of their journey with courage and conviction. I feel like pumping my fists in the air when I think of this cycle and the return home to our true self. Did we ever lose or gain anything? Or did we just remember parts of who we really are? Either way, the result is to lead and inspire, which in my book wins the day. The hero's journey is a testament to the indomitable spirit and boundless potential of you. Through courage, resilience, and unwavering determination, you defy the odds and rewrite the narrative of what it means to be a leader in today's world. As you continue to chart your own course towards greatness, may you draw inspiration from the timeless wisdom of the hero's journey and embrace the heroism that resides within your heart. Until next time, my friend, remember the journey may be long and arduous, but the destination is always worth the effort. Keep going, keep showing up, keep shining bright. And if you're called to leave a review for the show, I would be grateful. It helps other listeners decide if these episodes are worth their time. You can head on over to lovethepodcast.com/brilliance to share your thoughts. Thank you, and I will see you again next week.